Jam FM 97.2. May Bumps.
M3.
Starting to get up to speed. Queen's got off to a decent start. Looked to be rowing pretty nicely together. But the Sydney Sussex crew put it on a huge push. They're really going for it out of the gate. Sydney Sussex putting in a huge push. That's a tactical switch up from the previous 2 days where they go over the course of the race and they've ended up rowing over. This time they're really putting in a push. It's about three quarters of a length for them on Queen's. Queen's under huge pressure as they come up the first post corner. Can Sussex get a good corner and continue to ride the challenge in towards Queen's? It's stabilised at about a length now. Queen's will be interesting to see how this one develops. Further back, Emma being pushed pretty hard by Peterhouse. Not too much being gained there. It's a long way back to Lady Margaret M3, who have probably... They're more or less on station. Further down the division, we have a big push coming in on Churchill from Moreland. Moreland are pushing quite hard, but there's been no bumps thus far before first post. Robinson putting in a big push on St. Cat's as they lead up to the corner. But again, the corner here is giving crews a bit of trouble. They've been losing a little bit of boat speed here. And that's meant that we haven't seen any bumps so far. Pete, what are you seeing around there, Grassy?
Okay, I can see the first boat's just coming into Grassy now. So Queen's suffering a little bit, and Sydney Sussex M1 have almost got overlapped. It's a matter of feet.
We're
going to be somewhere up near the plough. Behind them, I can see a bunch of boats roughly on station at the moment. I'll just pass back to Shem briefly.
Yeah, Churchill have just caught a massive crab right in front of us. That's completely killed their boat speed coming into first post corner. Massive, slowed the crew down pretty much to a standstill. That meant that Mortland could just rush in behind them and tap them. Now crews are having to try and evade as they've crashed pretty much in the worst possible position right on the corner. Behind them, crews looking to sweep out and carry on around in order to avoid that carnage. Pete, what do you think?
I've seen a bump by Sydney Sussex M1, so their blistering start has paid off, and they've bumped Queen's M2 at the top of the division. They're just trying to get out of the way, but it's a bit of a mess. Emma and Peterhouse have been slowing down a little bit, but they're both pretty much as they were at the start of the race, about a length and a half in it. They send a big distance back to St. Margaret's M3. They're looking pretty tired already, and they didn't look great on the way out. A further sort of three lengths behind them are St. Cat's M2, but closing quite quickly after that is Robinson M2. And I can see Tit Hall just approaching there. They're pretty much on station, so there's a three-horse race there that's probably going to head down the reach. Behind that, there seems to be quite a lot of clear water, so Shem, I don't know if you've seen any news of Churchill
So what happened was just coming around the corner where we had that bump, we've then had Selwyn catch Fitzwilliam. Fitzwilliam had to pull out to try and get around the bump right on first post corner, if you can imagine that. It's quite a narrow channel getting around there. So Fitz tried to sweep out to avoid the crews which were impeding them. They lost a lot of boat speed and so on, were able to just slip in and bump them. So I'm not sure if there's going to be any complaints from Fitzwilliam. Further down the division, you had first and third conceding to Jesus after a promotion from them. And at the bottom of the division, the crews are rowing through at the very end. Pete, I suppose you're about to see there.
I'm going to have to run to keep up with this. Sorry, we've lost the commentator. Can we throw over Daisy?
Hi, so coming round this corner, we've got Emma M2 pushing Peterhouse M2. There's half a length between them as they go into the long reach, so it looks like they could have a bump there. Just depends whether Emma M2 can hold them off, but they are, like I said, within half a length and possibly even closer by now. Do we have any more developments for Grassy?
So Darwin M2 have gone past all alone, so I suspect there's been a bump further back in the course between Emma and Queen, so I'm going to try and work out what's happened
there.
Daisy, back to you.
On the long reach, we've also got LMAC M3 with Cat behind them. Cats have got overlap, it seems, and we could possibly have a bump. Cats are chasing down LMBC, and then they're then followed by Robinson M2, and then Simpson M2, but there's about a slight on station between them. It looks like Cats have got some quite significant overlap on LMBC. DC, but they have not yet conceded. I'm following them as best I can. The boats are really quite far apart now. It looks like they might even start to hit blades if they get any closer. Do we have any more updates on the previous bumps?
Okay, so past me now are Corpus at the bottom of the division, who are absolutely miles behind everyone else. They've got a long, tiring row of a sandwich boat. I can confirm a bump by Emma M3 on Queen's M3. So I think that takes care of the bottom of the division. And
Daisy?
Yep.
It looks like LMBC M3 have conceded to Cats M2, so there's a bump there. It also looks like first and third, no, Trinity Hall, sorry, could possibly be gaining on Robinson. Haven't quite seen a concession yet, but it looks like they might have overlap. Oh, no, the boats are pulling to the side, but that might be just the pull round. So Cats are trying to get out of the way, which could actually lead to a bump between Trinity Hall and Robinson. And I'll bring you what I can on that. Back to Grafton.
Can we throw back to Shen briefly, just to give us a recap of what bumps we've had so far in the division?
Yeah, so we the only bump that we hit clearly on Stitch was Jesus catching first and third in three. That happened quite early, just midway down the ditch stretch. Then after that, it looked as though there was contact between Selwyn and Fitz, but I can't confirm that. They seem to have disappeared around the corner, so I'm not sure if you've seen them row by, Pete. If you haven't, then I guess we can shortcut one up to a pump.
No, Selwyn and Fitz were still running, actually, so I think they probably passed Daisy as well. Looks like we might have a bit of cleaning up to do, but if we throw over to Daisy now.
No, I haven't actually seen Selwyn and Fitz row past me yet. That might mean that there has been a bump further up, so they weren't still rowing on the long reach. Back to you, Shem.
Nothing much is happening here now. Is the boats which have been bumped are starting to row upstream in preparation for the next division. I don't know if you're seeing anything of more interesting there, Pete.
I'll just give you a quick run through of what we think we've called so far. I think it's going to take a bit of a stewards inquiry to work this one out fully, but I think at the top of the division we were pretty sure Sydney Sussex M1 bumped Queens M2. It's very close going down the reach between Peterhouse and Emma, so there could well be a bump to come there. Then St. Cat's M2 bumped Lady Margaret M3. And then Robinson and Trinity Hall seem to be heading down the reach as far as we could tell. I don't know what happened to Churchill and Magdalen. I don't know if there's a bump that we've not seen there. But I did see Fitz and Selwyn row past. And then we have Emma M3 bumping Queen's M3 and Jesus M3 bumping first and third M3 with Corpus rowing over at the bottom of the division. So perhaps it's a good time to catch your breath and throw back to the studio.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Pete. I'm just interested if Daisy is still on the line, if Daisy can just confirm to us that Darwin boat running through, in which case that'll probably mean that we've tied up that Selwyn and Fitz bump.
Yeah, I can confirm that I saw Darwin coming through, and I can actually see Selwyn and Fitz pulled over beside me now, and Selwyn are in greenery for their uni suits. So yeah, we've had a bump there, and it looks like Darwin rode over.
Brilliant, Daisy. And just if you stare down the reach for me, does it look like there's been any development on either that Peterhouse Emma chase or that Tithall Robinson chase?
Not that I can see. They've completely rounded the reach away from me, and I can only see Darwin rowing away at the moment, but I will confirm that with you when I get the results.